John Heyman, the excellent MLB writer, insider for CBS Sports and MLB Network, joins us now. It's great to have you on the show, John. Thanks for doing this.
Oh, sure. How are you guys doing?
Really, really good. Thanks. I hope you had a great weekend, holiday weekend. A little bit of consternation, if you will, in Toronto about signing Jay Happ. And you know how it is in passionate markets, and especially teams that made the playoffs. There's always that great desire that you go for the big sexy signing in the offseason, and especially with Jordan Zimmermann going to the Tigers a day later. When you look at Jay Happ, at the value they have him at, do you go, well, people shouldn't be fussing about this. It's an improvement to the rotation. You'd rather have him in your starting five than not.
Yeah, first I'll give my disclaimer. Jay Happ's a Northwestern guy, just like I am.
Oh, Wildcat. Here we go.
Lean toward him, exactly. he had a great finish with Pittsburgh. They obviously feel he discovered something. If he's anything like that, he's a bargain. Obviously, it's a different market than a David Price or somebody like that. And they're going for a group of number three pitchers. And with their offense, you can win like that. I'm never going to blame a team for not spending the $200 million. I think David Price will go for $200 million. I never felt that the Blue Jays were really going to be in that market. That seems like a lot of money for them. They obviously were very aggressive last year, did a terrific job in getting to the LCS and making all those great moves. But I never saw Price as a long-term answer for them. Obviously they were going to say nice things all along. We like David Price. He likes it, blah, 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 blah. Nobody should really have bought that.
John Heyman, our guest, Brady and Walker. Is there something to be said for this market and market value, considering how much winning they did last season? Toronto's always been a place, you have to overpay for free agents. Do you feel with the number that Happ got, the number that Estrada got, and even, the no-brainer picking up R.A. Dickey's $12 million option, does this point things in a right direction in terms of, those guys aren't Zimmermann and Price, but finally this market isn't having to shell out two times market value for major league pitchers?
Yeah, I think Toronto showed that it was an attractive place. It's certainly a great baseball town, particularly when the team is winning. Things were very exciting last year. I think, obviously, Martin, being Canadian, he had no qualms about it, but Donaldson seems to have enjoyed it. The other guys have enjoyed it. Price did enjoy it. Not that he was going to stay long-term, but he enjoyed it. I think all of it was good publicity. Last year certainly helped, and I thought the deals that they made were sensible market deals. I think I had predicted Happ 3 for 33, and I generally go over. So I think that was basically right on target where they were for Happ. So very, really right in the realm of where it should have been. 3 for 36, 3 for 33. Not going to quibble over that. I think that was a fair deal.
John Heyman, CBS Sports, MLB Network. We were saying earlier also, like, if you're going to predict some moderate regression for, Marco Estrada, and that's understandable. At one point, he had the lowest batting average against for all AL pitchers, and there's five or six guys that are going to the Hall of Fame, so that's great company to be in. But, I would think we could do the same thing and say, well, there's no way it can get worse for Drew Hutchison. Now, this is a market that saw Brandon Morrow never stay healthy, Josh Johnson be a disaster here, and Ricky Romero never get better again. So there's always a track record in every market of pitchers that just never, ever figure it out after they lose it.
Pitching is tough. No question about it. It's hard to have that the perfect mechanics and stay great. That's why these guys like Price, who can do it year in and year out, get the $200 million. It's all going to be a little bit of a crapshoot, less so on the starting pitching front than relief. These pitchers have bigger repertoires, generally better, more accomplished pitchers. I do think Happ may have turned a corner. We'll see. No guarantees. If you sign a guy for 3 for 36 in today's day and age, that's a small deal. So, you can't expect an all-star, certainly not a perennial all-star, but the way he pitched the last 3 months with Pittsburgh leads you to believe that there certainly is potential there for good things. And we know what Estrada did. I thought he did great there. He was tough in the postseason. I think that was a great signing, actually. So I think they've done well so far, and I like the overall idea of going for number three. And I don't mean that pejoratively. That's still good pitchers, number three type pitchers, when you have this type of offense. I think that works. Now, if you do this and you have a middling to poor offense, that doesn't work. But with a really good offense, which they've built over years, but certainly last year getting Tulo and Donaldson and Martin, you add three stars to Bautista and Encarnacion. They weren't just a good offense. They were not just the best offense. They were by far the best offense in baseball. So you have by far the best offense with number three starters. You should win a lot of games.
Do you see the Jays as being, like, we're used to these, and this was an Alex Anthopoulos thing. We get surprised. We see Josh Donaldson out of nowhere and Troy Tulowitzki out of nowhere and David Price out of nowhere. Could this trend continue this offseason at least once? Could the Jays be in the mix for a surprise guy like a Chris Davis or something to that effect?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's a possibility. I wouldn't rule it out. I've heard his name linked to them. They obviously have expiring contracts with Encarnacion and Bautista. I would say that could be a consideration for them.
John Heyman joining us on Brady and Walker. So the Jordan Zimmermann signing by the Detroit Tigers, that looks like a top four of Zimmermann, Justin Verlander, who was, I think people needed to recognize how resurgent he was after he was injured and on the DL for the first time in his career. He had a great last 6-7 weeks, though the Tigers faded from competition. Anibal Sanchez, former J. Daniel Norris. Do you like how the rotation stacks up? Is this a great buy for Detroit in at 5 years at 120, 122?
Yeah, I don't know that was a great buy. I think that Zimmermann 5 for 110 is logical. I think it's fair. I think that's what people expected. There are some risks there. He's a good pitcher. He did have Tommy John surgery in 2009. He did take a little bit of a step back last year. It kind of shows you that Greinke and Price are going to get huge money, though. It's a solid deal all around for both sides.
John Heyman, our guest, you reported yesterday Ross Atkins and Tony LeCavre, the two finalists for the Jays GM job. Decision is not too far off, you wrote. Is there anything to read into here? Does one of these candidates, if it's decided on, does one make you perk up your eyebrows more than another?
No, I mean, I think this was logical. I think this was the way it looked like it was headed. I think that Mark Shapiro has a history with the both guys, to be expected, I think. And both guys very well respected. LeCav has been around a little bit longer. He's been with the team. Atkins the Indians, and it's a guy that Shapiro obviously is comfortable with. So either one makes sense, and either one would be a fine candidate. That being said, it is a shame Alex Anthopoulos is no longer there, because I thought he was terrific.
I was going to ask you about that. Winter meetings next week, Nashville, Tennessee. Do you expect any, not necessarily sightings of AA, but discussion as to where he lands? We often see managers take a year off, and Terry Francona can go join Sunday Night Baseball, but executives like to dive back in. You don't think it'll be long before Alex is working for a team? Right now there's no GM vacancies, though.
I'm sorry, what did you say there? I'm distracted.
That's okay. Just where you expect Alex to end up. It's not like he's going to take a year away from baseball. I said managers sometimes do that. Your Manny Actas and Terry Francona can get into broadcasting, but Alex is a baseball guy, meat and potatoes guy, wants to be on a team, but there's no GM gigs available.
Yeah, I think he'll be with somebody in baseball. It's nice that he got interest from hockey, but I think he will be somebody in baseball. I mean, he certainly did an excellent job, I expect him to get a job very, very easily.